Just give me your impressions on the 24-17 loss to Western Carolina.
Yeah, you said it, Rob. Two good football teams out there Saturday night. Coach Bell had his team ready and well prepared, and they played 60 minutes. I'm proud of our guys, you know, for the fight, and we did some really good things on both sides of the football. You know, like we played well enough to win the game, but we also played bad enough to lose the game, and that's really how it's felt the last, you know, 24, 48 hours. We got off to a fast start offensively and defensively, both sides of the ball. We were effective in the run game, you know, 6 yards a carry with some explosive plays, hit Chandler over the top for an early touchdown. You know, and defensively, we forced five punts and forced a field goal deep in our red zone in the first six drives. You know, we played tough red zone defense most of the night, had a big goal line stand. You know, to hold that offense to 10 points for the first 56 minutes of the football game, and holding on to a lead, you know, says a lot about our football team. The bad enough part came in the form of two red zone turnovers. You know, if we come away with points in those two red zone opportunities earlier in the game, it's a different fourth quarter. And we had some poor execution on some special teams plays, with a bad snap and a blocked field goal to tie the game. So, you know, we need to clean some things up here. We need to be more opportunistic. They took advantage of all the opportunities they had. We missed some opportunities. We need to be better at the conversion down. So, you know, Western Carolina played a great game. I have a lot of respect for Kerwin Bell and his football team. We need to play cleaner. That's on me. Our guys played hard. They played for 60 minutes. We have a lot of coaching to do this week, and I know our guys. I know that we'll be ready to work when we have them back in this building tomorrow.
That obviously the special teams plays, the bad snap was a momentum changer, and then the field goal at the end, as you went back and looked at the film, was that just a great defensive play? Was it a miscue, or did Jack just hit it a little low? What did you see on that one?
You know, I think it's a combination of them doing a really good job off the edge and us not protecting the edge as well as we can. The operation was a hair slow, but Jack struck the ball well. You know, he struck it well and came off his foot, you know, sounded good. Just unfortunate we couldn't get that thing up in the air.
You touched on Chandler Brayboy, got him back, and you wasted no time getting him the ball. He had that end around play, and then on the big pass play to get you on the board early. How much of a difference does he make having him as a threat, as a runner and receiver in your offense?
Yeah, Chandler's an explosive player. He's played a lot of football. So we definitely like having him out there, and we expect him to continue to be productive and explosive, and somebody that defenses have to, you know, have to recognize and know where he is and plan for.
Another good game for TJ Thomas. He had the big 60-yard run that, as you said, puts you up 14-3 there early in the third quarter, 101 yards, second game over 100. How do you see him continuing to develop, not only as a big play threat, but can get some tough yards as well?
Yeah, he can. TJ's, you know, he's really coming along well. He's talented. He's mature beyond his years. He's a relentless competitor. He's done a great job in the return game too, like kickoff return wise. I think he's probably averaging over 25 yards a return. So he's, you know, he's doing a great job. We have different ways we can get the ball in his hands. And, you know, he doesn't need much space. You know, if we can create a crease for him, he will hit it. He'll run behind his pads. He can make you miss, and he can run away from you.
Defensively, as you said, that's a pretty high-powered Western Carolina offense that you had pretty much under control through three quarters. What were you able to do so well in that stretch?
Yeah, it stopped the run. You know, we did a good job against the run. We kept the ball in front of us defensively, made him earn it. We got some pressure on the quarterback. You know, we had a young defensive end, Kamari Brown, had a couple sacks. We had three sacks in the first half. So, you know, we got him off his spot, and that was a big part of the plan to make sure that Cole Gonzalez was not comfortable back there and padding it. And I felt like we did a good job with that. And played really good red zone defense. Like, you know, dug our heels in with the goal line stand, forcing a field goal, another missed field goal at the end of the half.
Talk to me a little bit about Kamara. Like you said, he had a huge game for you. What does he bring and give you up front?
Yeah, Kamara, he is he's a raw athlete. Joe Perry, our defensive line coach, and Akeem Dent, they've done a great job working with him, developing his skill set. He's got enough natural strength and plays with leverage where he can play on first and second down, and we're continuing to develop his pass rush skill set. He's twitched up. He's got good length, and he wants to get to the quarterback.
Got a question this morning from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. Tony, to what level do you think maybe this will give another reminder to your offense just to make sure you cash in when you get those opportunities? And, you know, they did all that work to get down the field a couple of times and just didn't get rewarded for it. Was this just kind of one of those lessons that you hope they learn from?
Absolutely. I mean, this is week three, right? There's a lot of learning going on around the country with every football team. And yeah, we have to come away with points in the red zone. And I'm okay if it's three or if it's seven. You know, we're playing good defense. We're doing a good job in the special teams with our punt unit and flipping the field. So, you know, if we're getting threes or sevens, you know, we continue to play great defense and flip the field, like, we're going to win football games. So securing the ball, getting points in the red zone is critical. And you know, the turnovers, like, they were forced. Like, we didn't just hand it to them. You know, Western did a good job. You know, that was a big hit on Chandler and got the ball out in the red zone. That was a tough one. You know, so, yeah, absolutely got to learn from it, Bob, and be better.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Matthew Downing threw for 285 along with the run in. You got, are you pleased with the balance and the way you guys are able to move the ball?
Yeah, I was. For us to outgain that offense, that's not easy. They're talented, and so I thought we did enough good things, right? Like, I felt like we did enough good things to win and enough bad things to lose a game. But I think we were like over 400 yards of offense against them and held them to 370. That's not bad. That's good offense. It's good defense.
Another difficult opponent coming in this week in ETSU. They took North Dakota State. They played North Dakota State to a 3-point game, which not an easy thing to do. As you started to look at them on film, what are some of the challenges they present for you?
Yeah, Trey Lamb, he's done a great job. He's got a talented football team that he's going to bring to Rhodes Stadium this Saturday night. There's a lot of familiarity between our two programs, but between Trey and us, right, from his time at Gardner-Webb over the last several years, playing each other. So we're familiar with each other's schemes. We're even familiar with a lot of the players. I think he's got 24 players from Gardner-Webb that joined him at ETSU, and he's done a great job in the transfer portal. So a lot of familiarity there. Impressed with the job they did, even at App State in week one. You know, that was a 10-point game at the half. You know, I saw his team get better throughout that game, especially the quarterback. You know, he's one that is stepping into his first action as a starter. He showed up at the end of the year for them. So he's got 10 starts under his belt is what it sounds like. And so of football. So, you know, expect him to continue to get better. Trey's a creative play caller, does a really good job offensively, makes you work in our defensive staff room. You know, we got to prepare for a lot of different things. And I've watched their defense improve too over the last couple of years under Josh Reardon, their defensive coordinator. I've seen them continue to grow and get better. And he's got a lot of guys that are familiar with his scheme playing for him, you know, from Gardner-Webb as well.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck on Saturday against the